Welcome to the Spiritual Lifestyle Podcast, formerly known as Chapters of Motherhood. I'm your host, Veronica Moss, and I've returned with an evolved vision. I'm currently in studio passionately crafting brand new episodes set to officially debut in the spring of 2024. We now focus on promoting spiritual growth in all areas of life, including career, relationships, and mindful parenting. While you're waiting for the new season to kick off, why not revisit some of the classics? We've got your favorite episodes from Chapters of Motherhood lined up for your enjoyment. So sit back, relax, and let the Spiritual Lifestyle Podcast lead you on a journey of self-discovery and growth. Stay tuned. Welcome to your renewed spiritual sanctuary, the Spiritual Lifestyle Podcast. Chapter 28, Quarantine Mom. Hi, friends. Well, it seems like we're all in the same boat of sharing the same chapter, actually, of being a quarantine mom. So schools are closed, and most of us are also home from work. So very quickly, we all became stay-at-home moms or work-at-home moms and homeschool moms, too. And some of us also have our spouses at home. Personally, my husband works from home, so he's home quite a lot, but he's usually out and about and, you know, visiting factories and things like that. So right now he can't do that. So it's putting quite a little strain on my usual routine. The kids don't bother me as much, or I shouldn't say bother me. The kids don't really faze me as much because, you know, I'm used to having them home for, you know, breaks and for summer and things like that. But having my husband constantly home is kind of hard for me. But it's okay. It's all right. So coronavirus, COVID-19, okay. I was aware of the virus early on in December and January only because my husband works with a lot of Chinese companies and a lot of Chinese businessmen. And he had already heard from his friends that he works with as to what was going on. And he would tell me about it, and he was telling me, like, oh, this is really weird. They're not really talking about it. You know, over in China, they're talking a lot about it. So he was keeping me, I guess, abreast of what was going on. And then he started showing me videos on Twitter. And so he thought, man, you know, it's really getting out of hand. And he would tell me, you know, my Chinese friend is, like, super scared. And he would say, you know, he's coming back from China. And so anyways, he was keeping me in the loop, and I kind of knew what was going on, but, you know, we didn't pay attention because it was China. You know, we're so far from it. The only reason why it was affecting us is because, like I said, he does do a lot of business with Chinese companies and Chinese businessmen. And so when we started hearing of the spread, the thing about my husband, he's very anxious, and he already thinks that the next apocalypse is right around the corner. Okay, so when it started happening, I kept telling him, you know what, don't worry about it. It's okay. You know, it's a cold. Don't worry. And I'm very much the opposite. I don't even panic during earthquakes. I'm like, I sit right where I'm at. I let the earth rumble and then I get up. You know, and I try to teach the kids that much as well, too. It's like, you know, don't worry, don't panic. It'll pass. You know, we're okay. So when this started happening, I thought, you know, same thing. Like, it's cold. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. You know, it's over 98% recovery rate. You know, it's mild symptoms. And only 2% of the people that actually have compromised immune system, not 2% of the population, 2% of the people that already have underlying health conditions have died from it, meaning that you can still have an underlying health condition, get coronavirus, and still recover. You understand what I'm saying? Like, only 2% of that population have died from it. And the majority of the people that did contract coronavirus or COVID-19 did recover fine. And on top of that, the numbers are so skewed because the illness is so mild, like the virus is so mild, that most people didn't even realize that they had it, didn't seek treatment, thought it was a pretty bad cold that lasted for like 2 weeks, and they got over it. So they weren't tested. Number one, they weren't tested because they didn't know what they were testing for. Number two, they didn't get tested because most of the people were very healthy and didn't require medical attention. So right now there is no proper case study. You know, you can't get the numbers correctly because you don't know who was actually infected that didn't seek treatment versus the people that did seek treatment and were told that it was just a bad cold and sent home versus the people that actually got really bad, ended up in the hospital, recovered, was sent home, and then the other 2% died. And we won't know those numbers until it's completely done. China thought that they were done a few days ago, and then they had another surge of, I think, something like 30 people got infected again. But tested positive. But the point that I was trying to make with my husband is, you know, when he was telling me this and we were seeing it on the news and I was calculating, I'm like, well, let me calculate this. In case you don't know, I did get my degree in psychology, and instead of taking a regular math class, I chose to take research and statistics. And so whenever I hear statistics, I immediately jump on and I start trying to look for the group, and I start trying to see, well, where's the control group? Where's, you know what I mean? I start looking into the numbers. And I kept telling him, well, it's not a big deal, you know. That was my initial thoughts. I thought, it's not a big deal. It's a cold. Coronavirus is a common cold. So, you know, all we have to do is take vitamin C and vitamin D and get out into the fresh air and, you know, we'll be okay. We're healthy. We're okay. Well, that was the beginning of March. And in the first week of March, you know, I got, for Valentine's Day, he gave me a day at the spa. And when I went, I did see people were a little bit panicked. You know, people were like, I don't know, the vibe was different. And even though this was a day spa, I thought, you know, shouldn't we all be more a little bit more relaxed? Like, it seems like everybody's, you know, wound it up, right? And even I started thinking like, oh my gosh, what if, you know, she coughs on me? What if I get sick in here? And then I went home and, you know, like I said, this was the beginning of March. So, I mean, you're in the same boat with me. You remember what happened, right? Beginning of March, no big deal. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody calm down. There's nothing to worry about. And then next week, it seemed like it was getting a little bit more, people were a little bit more panicked, you know. The news media was definitely playing it up and causing for a panic. And just, it was crazy. You remember. And then last week, I remember clearly I told my husband, you know, I need some things from Costco. It's kind of raining. I don't want to go. Can you go to Costco and get us a few things? And then he called me from Costco and he said, I don't know what's going on, but people are absolutely panicking here at Costco. Everybody's buying toilet paper and water. He's like, what should I get? And I go, nothing. Don't worry about it. Like, just get what we need. And he's like, well, I'm going to pick up, you know, a couple of waters just in case. And he didn't get any toilet paper, right? Because I told him, oh, we got enough. Don't worry about it. The very next day, they start telling us that it's very likely we're going to be quarantined. It's very likely that we're going to be staying home for 2 weeks and we should just go get some supplies. The very next day, I told him, all right, go and get a few things, you know, get like rice, beans, canned goods, get, you know, water, get toilet paper, you know, just enough to last us for 2 weeks. And what else did I tell him? Just like simple, like pretty much like simple weekly groceries, just double it, you know? Well, he got there and like I said, you're right there paddling with me in the same boat. What do you think happened? Empty shelves, no toilet paper, no water, no rice, no beans, no canned goods, no ground beef. And I'm like, what? What happened? It was just the next day. And so I start looking at what's happening. So my parents were in Mexico. And so I decide to, you know, try to get a hold of them. And sure enough, they called me and I kept telling them like, Mom, Dad, if you guys don't come back, it's getting kind of crazy over here. I don't know if they're going to let you guys come back. They're already talking about doing a quarantine for 2 weeks. And my parents are exactly like me. They're both Geminis, just like I am. And they raised me to be exactly how they are. And they weren't panicked. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we got business here until the 20th and we're not leaving and we have a fiesta to go to and we're going to enjoy our time because we came for the party that we come to every year. And don't worry, you know, we'll be fine. I'm like, all right. And then schools all of a sudden, Friday the 13th, we get a call saying all of the schools in Murrieta, where I live, are going to be shut down for the next 2 weeks. And we're like, what? Is it really that bad? So I started getting very annoyed, not because, you know, the kids were going to be home. Not, I guess I just saw it as an extended spring break. You know what I'm saying? And so I didn't really get upset over that. I just thought, you know, this is ridiculous. This is a cold. It's nothing worse than the flu. You know, the flu is worse. And so I just thought that, you know, people are panic buying and they're shutting schools down and possibly work down. And I thought, how is the economy going to survive like this? You know, that can't happen. Like, we can't just shut down for 2 weeks. Like, can you imagine people are, oh, and then not to mention that same week, they shut down the NBA and sports. And I thought, what? Like, if they're willing to lose money over this, it's either really serious or there's something else going on. Because we're in America. They do not willingly give up making money. You know what I'm saying? So I thought there's either it's really serious and they downplayed it or something else is going on. Now, meanwhile, I'm hearing doctors, you know, telling everybody, listen, it's not, what did they say? They were just pretty much saying to tell, they were pretty much telling the news media, you know, you guys are blowing things out of proportion. It's not that bad. We're worried about the, you know, healthcare workers and the hospitals being overwhelmed by sick people. But right now it's nothing to worry about. You know, we just need to spread the message that it is very mild. And if you have underlying health conditions, then those are the people that we need to make room for. And you know, the elderly and people that have other health conditions, you know, such as cancer, heart disease, diabetes, things like that, right? Autoimmune disease, and, you know, many more that I'm forgetting, and I'm sorry that I'm forgetting, but I just can't fit them all in my mind right now. But anyway, I do remember there was a bunch of doctors speaking against it. Even the CDC itself was saying, oh, you know, mild symptoms, the reasons that you would seek attention would be shortness of breath and blue lips. Okay, shortness of breath and blue lips, right? That would be the reason to go to the hospital, not for, you know, a mild symptom, you know, a cold that's a worse cold that's not as bad as the flu. Now, mind you, I had been hearing back in November and right up until coronavirus, I had been hearing a lot of people say that they were having a really bad cold that lasted, you know, more than 2 weeks and a cough that lasted about a month or so, and they just couldn't shake it. I remember last year I had the same thing, but it was just a cough that I couldn't shake and it lasted about a month. And it was just, you know, we were just passing it to each other. I don't know if it has anything to do with it. I don't know. But I remember hearing it back then in November of, you know, last year and in the beginning of this year and people being tested for the flu and it would come back negative. And so it was just a bad cold. Oh, well, I got over it. I'm good. So it's very likely that some people have already been infected and didn't realize it because there wasn't a test for it. Now, I'm getting so way off on on this tangent that I didn't even mean to even bring up because I'm not that type of person that is following the narrative that's going on that, you know, the news media is feeding us. I am not in that panic mode. I don't think that all this is necessary. I think that yes, it's a real virus. Yes, people are really dying from it. But it's not worse than any other respiratory virus that's been out there. The problem is that it's brand new and they didn't know how to deal with it. They didn't know how to treat it. Doctors in China are now treating it with, guess what? Vitamin C. Just like I said, and they're treating it with IV vitamin C. And there's a malaria drug that also is very effective for it. And if you don't want to believe Trump, that's fine. You don't want to believe me, that's fine. What about Elon Musk? Do you believe that smart guy? Because he endorses it as well. Now, like I said, I'm going way off on this tangent that I didn't even really mean to get into. And I guess the reason why is because ever since this started, I've really have lost focus. I really have been uninspired because it's just, it's affecting me negatively. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's bothering me that the world is in a panic. And, you know, I may be 100% wrong. You know, I might be. I'm not saying that I'm 100% correct, but right now I just think that it's just completely overblown. And I don't know if the world economy can recover from this, not just our economy, but like the whole world. And also, don't get me wrong, I am not discounting or minimizing the deaths from this virus. I'm not discounting this at-risk group because, you know, there's plenty of people that I love in the at-risk group, including myself, you know, my parents, my niece, and myself. We're in this at-risk group. However, I still think that it's blown out of proportion. And then the other thing that's going around is, you know, social media is also running with it and people are scared. And I understand, look, it's okay. It's okay to be scared because we don't know what's going on. We don't know what the final outcome is going to be. This is a new virus that we don't know how to deal with. And years upon years of, you know, pandemic movies and apocalyptic movies and zombie movies and predictive programming and conspiracy theories. And, you know, there's, you know, all kinds of things going on that we've been listening to for years, you know, FEMA camps or death camps and, you know, all these things that we've been listening to for years that we thought, oh, you know, these are crazy people, tin hat people, don't believe them. And then suddenly it's coming true, right? Suddenly there really is, you know, an actual virus out there that could wipe out, you know, a big portion of the population. Not everybody, but a big portion of the population. And, you know, we all have loved ones. We all have loved ones that we're fearful for. But with that is coming a lot of people, like, with the hashtag. And I find this a very offensive hashtag. And I don't exactly know why I'm offended by it, but I am. But the hashtag, you know, stay the fuck home. You know, I'm offended by that. It's like, how dare you tell people what to do? You know, it's recommended. You know, when it first started, it's recommended. Right now, it's still, you know, recommended. It's still, you know, self-quarantine as I'm talking right now. I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow, but it's still recommended. And a lot of people are doing what is recommended. Like, you can't go for hikes. You can't go for bike rides. You can't go for a walk around the neighborhood. You just got to stay 6 feet away from the next person or the next stranger, so to speak. But if you're all in the same family and you're all in the same house, you know, that might be a group of 10, maybe less. But I mean, you got to remember that there are families and cultures out there where the children don't move out of the house, even if they're married. They stay there, they have their kids there, and the parents, you know, babysit. So, and then you got to remember, there's a lot of people that live in apartments that they need to get the kids out. Like, if you're a mom, you know what I'm talking about. You want to get the kids out so that they can get their fresh air and they can walk and they can get their energy out. Not everybody has a huge house where they can pick a wing of their house and just hang out there. Or not everybody has a huge yard that they can ride their bikes up and down or run around or have a huge playground in their backyard. Not everybody has that. You got to remember that. So what do? You got to get your kids out. You got to let them out because then they're going to frustrate you and then you're going to react negatively to them. And it's not their fault. It's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. I mean, I blame it on the media. Definitely, it's their fault for causing such panic. But now things are different. Now, I'm talking about this was, you know, the beginning of the year. Now we're in the middle of March, or we're actually in spring now. And so anyway, yeah, self-quarantine, there's no right or wrong way to do it. If you follow me on Instagram, I did a post on it. There's no right or wrong way to self-quarantine, you know. You're an adult. You know what you're doing. Just stay 6 feet away from people. And if you happen to say, you know, I'm healthy, you're healthy, we're not worried about this, that's your prerogative. You know, that's your prerogative. I'm not here to tell you stay home. How dare you? You're so selfish. I'm not that. I'm not. So anyways, I did post something that said, you know, it's okay to make mistakes. There's no right or wrong way to homeschool. There's no right or wrong way to self-quarantine, to self-care, exercise, or incorporate PE, meditate, self-soothe, or even limit screen time. Hey, listen, we are dealing with something that we have never dealt before in our generation, and we're not equipped to know what to do. So I'm not a homeschool mom. You know, you might not be a homeschool mom, but we're homeschool moms now because the schools are closed and now we have to figure out what to do with the kids. And listen, you don't have to sit or make the kids study for 6 straight hours. Like, no, kids cannot concentrate that long. It's tiring. So if you can only get 1 hour a day to get them to read or do math or do a workbook, then that's good. That's good enough. If you can't handle it and, you know, for your own sanity, you're like, here's your iPads, here's the YouTube, here's the TV, watch Disney Plus. You know what? That's okay too. That's okay too. All right. There was a lot of educational stuff there. Kids are very smart. They will learn when they want to. And when they give you that opportunity, then you can start doing things. I know that I'm seeing a lot of moms on Instagram and on Facebook, and they're talking about, oh, which is great. Don't get me wrong. It's great that they're helping and they're sending links and giving you resources as to what to do. And they're showing you like, look, this is what I do to homeschool my kids. They have years of practice doing that. Okay. I'm not a crafty mom. Maybe you're crafty, but I'm not. And they have years of it, of doing that. And so they know they're equipped with education and experience on what to do. So the first week that the kids were off of school, I really didn't do anything different than what I usually do during summer or what I usually do during springtime or spring break, that is, or just on the weekends. I let them do whatever they wanted to do. If they wanted to play on their iPads and watch YouTube, I let them. And then somewhere in the middle of the day or so, I would pull out one worksheet for my 5-year-old and told her, you know, go ahead and do this worksheet, only one, because we need to spread it out. And then my daughter, Sophia, she's 9, and she's just a different story. Like, honestly, Sophia's just a different story. But she decided to teach herself how to speak German with Google Translate. So she's learning German all on her own. And she has we got her a computer for Christmas, and she was able to log into her schoolwork. I think it's called iRead or iReady and Raz Kids and I don't know what else, but she has like resources that she can do on her computer. And she was doing her passion project that she's supposed to turn into her teacher sometime this year. And so she was just doing everything on her own. So I had no reason to worry about her. Like she's with it. She knows what she needs to do and she does it. And even if she wanted to just lounge around, I would have let her do it because I had already spoken with the teacher when I got that call that they were going to cancel, or I don't know, is it cancel school? I don't know. But when I got that call, I asked the teacher, well, what do I do? Because I'm not crafty and I'm not very good, you know, with homework, and I get very frustrated, and I just, you know, I just let her do what she wants because I don't want her to get frustrated and cry and then shut down and not be able to do homework or learn, because that's, I remember being that way. And I remember, you know, shutting down, crying, and just not wanting to learn anything. So I didn't want to do the same thing to her. And anyways, the teacher tells me that they were going to start working on a virtual school, like a virtual classroom, and that they were going to start lending out computers. And I thought, oh, okay, good, because she has her iPad, but it's not a new one. It's the software doesn't support iReady or iRead. I don't really know what it's called. But it doesn't support the programs that they want them to listen to or to learn off of. And so she told me that they were working on it. So I figured, you know, that first week, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to let things happen the way they happen. And like I said, I was watching on Instagram some moms that, you know, were putting out work, and they were saying, well, this is what I do and this is how I let them learn. And, you know, I'm mixing, I think, soda, I think it was, and baking soda, I think. I'm not really sure, like water and baking soda, and it's like certain coloring, some type of science experiment for children, for toddlers even. And I looked at that and I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And that looks cool and I wish I could do that, but I'm not going to stress myself out because I'm so far behind that I don't know how to do these things. So I'm just going to just wait it out. Like, that's pretty cool. I'll try to do that when I'm not so stressed and when I feel like it's going to be fun for me to also do it with them. Because otherwise, if I'm stressed out, it's not going to be fun for them either. So anyways, that was our first week where I just let them be. And then it's been raining a lot where I'm at, so I haven't been able to let them go for a walk in the neighborhood. We usually like to walk to this park, and it's a nice little walk, and or we like to do some hiking, but it's been raining a lot, so I haven't done any of that. I did take them out for, you know, in the car for a car ride. Like, we went to go buy, you know, something to eat, like fast food or whatever, ice cream, and they stayed in the car while we were going through drive-thrus. And I thought, you know, that's something to get out of the house, because right now we can't let them out in the backyard because I have a very crazy dog that doesn't make the backyard very inviting for us. And we have a pool, and it's way too cold and raining to be able to get into the pool. So I haven't been able to let them to go outside. And then I do see there are people or moms that are like, well, just do yoga and work out with the kids. And well, that's great, but that wasn't my lifestyle before. And I just don't see how it would work right now when we're so stressed out and uncertain. I can't even focus. You know, I wish I could do that, but that wasn't our life before. I was trying to get into it and I needed some motivation for it. But right now I guess I'm just so stressed. I don't know if you feel the same way that I do. Maybe, you know, hopefully you're a lot different from me and you don't let these things really like it just, I'm so unfocused. So if you came on today thinking that, you know, Veronica's going to give me some advice, you know, on what to do and how to get through it. No, sorry. That's not me. I'm your friend. I'm not, you know, an expert in how to get through things. You know, I just want you to know that I'm right there with you. I don't know what to do either. And it's okay. It's okay, because I'm not the only one who's feeling like this. I know you're feeling like this too. And I'm hoping that you're not. I'm hoping that you're, you know, have more positivity and like, oh, Veronica, I can do all kinds of lesson plans for my kids. And, you know, that's great. I'm more of a look it up on YouTube and try to learn on YouTube. But this week, the teacher was right. And they are doing lessons on that's not going to be graded on. They just can't grade it right now, but they're doing lessons on their virtual learning sites. And we could have picked up a packet, but I figured, you know, I get stressed out with the packet, and Emily really enjoys using the iReady on the computer, and she thinks it's a game, but, you know, she's actually learning. So I think that that's fine. So we're starting to get into a routine, and I'm not going to expect her to do it for 6 hours. I just don't expect her to do it like that. I just make her do it for about an hour a day this week, and Sophia can come and go as she pleases, and sometimes she spends hours doing it, sometimes she spends, you know, 30 minutes, and that's up to her. She can do whatever she wants, and, you know, I just got to keep an eye on Emily, my five-year-old, and then my three-year-old, well, she hasn't been in a classroom, she doesn't really know, so I'm letting her do what she usually does. So there's a lot of playtime going on right now, and that's fine. I don't mind it. You know, they can play, they can watch TV, they can do whatever they want. But make no mistake, when they're ready to learn, they stop what they're doing and they try to learn. So although they'll ask me questions, what's this and what's that and how do I know about this or that? And so Emily was very interested in learning about pigs. So I told Sophia, why don't you put on some National Geographics or a documentary on pigs? And they did. They watched it, and they started watching some other animal documentaries on Disney+. So anyways, that's how I am doing homeschooling. And is it perfect? No. But I am learning, and we are figuring this out, and we're figuring this out together. Now, back to a point that I was trying to make on Instagram and Facebook and, you know, all these social media. There's so many Judge Judys out there, right? I know everybody calls them Karens, and I think that's kind of mean to all the Karens. But, you know, Judge Judys out there, right? That immediately will point out how you're doing things wrong. And so there's just a lot of negativity and a lot of people that, you know, I have to assume are scared and they're frustrated and they're letting out their frustrations out on social media, seeing other people just going on with their lives and thinking that they're being selfish and just judging them on them and putting them down. I don't think there's any room for that right now because we don't know what the final outcome is. There's been a lot of scare tactics going on where, you know, doctors themselves are not agreeing with the way this is being handled. There's a lot of criticism of the president, whether you agree with him or you don't agree with him. There's a lot of criticism on him. And personally, I thought that what he did was okay. Like, he wasn't trying to panic the people. But then he finally succumbed and said, okay, well, then we're going to do a national quarantine. And so, I mean, he's on top of it. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I'm also not a Trump hater anymore. Not anymore. I don't know when that changed. I don't agree with him all the time. I really don't. But I mean, he's doing what he can in a situation that's never been done before. So that's my stance on him. I really don't have, you know, a stance, really. I just think that, you know, like I said, he's doing something that has never been done before in the whole world. So with all the negativity that's been going on, I thought, you know what? I am sick and tired of seeing all this negativity. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to watch the news. The more that I try to avoid it, the more it's right there in my face, because I'm also that type of person that when I'm stressed out, I just want to be entertained. And so I go on social media for that. I want to laugh. And so there's a lot of funny memes going around, and I've, you know, put up some funny memes as well. And I know it sounds like a lot of people are complaining about their children. They're not complaining about their children. They're frustrated. They're scared. They don't know what to do. And it's funny. It's funny because, like I said, you're not alone. We're all doing the same. Like, we're all going through the same thing with you. And so these memes, they're pretty funny. And so I would like to see more funny memes than people saying, stay the fuck home. You know, I think that's rude. And for people to be like, you're so selfish, you don't know what you're doing, blaming it on the millennials, blaming it on the Gen X or the, Gen X. You know, and there's no need for that. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to start looking up some positive quotes, and I'm going to start making some memes on just positivity. Just, you know, it's okay. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to not know what's going on. It's okay to save your money, because we don't know what's going to happen. I know that there's a lot of people saying, hey, support your hairstylist, support your nail technician, support your eyebrow girl or your lash girl. And, you know, all these services, you know, pay them or massage and facials, pay them in advance. And then when this is done, you can go get your services. They'll honor it and continue going to drive-thrus and supporting small restaurants and supporting, you know, takeout food and support your DoorDash driver or Uber Eats driver or Postmates or you know what I'm saying. You hear a lot about that, right? But I know I'm thinking, okay, well, that's cool, but I don't know where my income is going to be when this is done. You know, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I don't make money. And my husband works with a lot of Chinese companies and also with India. And now we hear that India has been completely locked down and not accepting any shipments or buying or selling or imports or exports. So I don't know where my income's coming from. And believe me, I need to get my hair done. I have a lot of gray happening. And, you know, I want to get my toes done, and I want to get, you know, I want to feel very girly and go get a massage and do all these things. But I don't know where my money's coming from. My husband keeps telling me, oh, don't worry about it. I got the money. You know, you could do whatever you want. And yeah, he'll bend over backwards trying to get me whatever I want. But, you know, let's be reasonable. We don't know. I mean, it could turn out perfectly fine. Maybe Trump says, you know what, this is enough and the economy is suffering. As of tomorrow, everybody can go back to work. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it could happen and we could recover. But I mean, we've been out, like we've been self-quarantined. What is this, like the 13th day? Maybe? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not keeping up with the number of days, but we don't know. So it's kind of hard. It's like, yes, I definitely want to support the people that provide these services for me. For sure I do. But I don't know where my money is going to come from next month. I don't know. Do we pay the bills? Because they're saying, oh, you know, don't worry about your utilities being shut off. You know, if you can't pay the electric light, if you can't pay the gas and the water, don't worry about it. You know, we'll extend it. Well, they're still shutting utilities down on people. you know, I've heard a couple of stories and cell phones. And so it's like, well, they're not just going to give us free services. This is America. They're not going to give away free services. They're not going to be cool with not collecting their money. You're just going to have to pay it back on some type of loan. Like, they're talking about giving us loans, not giving us, you know, money. Like, they want to give us loans. So it's like, well, okay, well, we still need to pay back that loan. Now, do I really want a loan? I'd rather not. You know, I'm right there with you. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Now, that also brings me to my next little rant. And I'm sorry, I didn't really mean for this to be a rant. I was hoping to be a little bit more lighthearted. But, well, the good news is I told you that my parents were in Mexico, right? Every time I talk to them, you guys need to come back or they might not let you in. You guys need to come back and they might not let you in. And finally, it got real on my parents in Mexico this past weekend when they started saying, okay, we're going to start the quarantine there now too. And so it got real for my parents because my mom is, I think I've mentioned it several times, she is very Catholic. And so she goes to church every day. And the Catholic Church has said, we're not providing services anymore. There is no church services. There's no congregation right now because we need to get a hold of this virus. And the priest continued in her little town, the priest still continued to give mass in open air, like outdoor mass. And the police actually showed up to her little village to arrest the priest for continuing to do mass. And so it got real on her where it's like, oh, wow, this is real. We need to figure out a way to get back home. And then their tickets got canceled. It's a whole hoopla of things that happened. But thankfully, my cousin was able to purchase airplane tickets and they were able to come home safely. And now they're home. And the look on my poor mom's face where she's just like, her jaw is dropped and cannot believe that she came back to this kind of mess. Like, she didn't realize it was such a big deal. And now she's like realizing, she's like, she told me, oh my God, heartbreaking, heartbreaking. She told me, they said that if the seniors get sick, that they're not going to try to save our lives, that they're going to try to save, you know, younger people. And so now she's scared to get sick because they're not going to have medical attention. Now, the doctors have said that. They've said that. So that's a scary situation for, you know, my parents, for your parents, for anybody that you love that is elderly. Imagine. They're not going to try to save them if it gets really bad. They're going to move on to the next person. That's fucked up. Meanwhile, there are these people that just decided to panic buy and started hoarding all kinds of toilet papers. I'm sure you must have seen on Instagram or Twitter, or I don't know if they put it on the news because I stopped watching the news, but there's videos going around where people are fighting elderly people over toilet paper. Someone got stabbed for, I think it was toilet paper too, at a Costco or Sam's Club or some type of big box warehouse store that actually got stabbed over some item. And, you know, it's just, it. I want to be angry, but at the same time, it's like I understand that they're scared, but there's no need for that. There is just no need for that. The stores are restocking every single day. And you know what? I've heard a tip, and it's true because my husband has dealt with it as well. Don't go to Costco, Sam's Club. Don't go to Smart and Final. Don't go to these big stores. Go to the little stores. You know, go to Target at 6 a.m. or Walmart at 6 a.m., and they're going to be letting a few people in at a time, but you can go in there and get your toilet paper. You can get your water. You can get your milk. You can get your, you know, whatever it is that you need, but you got to go real super early and avoid the big stores. Go to the little stores. The little stores are fully stocked. They stock up every single day. Go to the little stores, but you do got to get there early. Now, also, when this first started, you know, I didn't think it was a big deal. And I, you know, got a hold of my friend and she told me, too, that she wasn't really worried about it. And I'm like, all right, well, let's plan a play date. And we had planned a play date that we had to cancel like within 48 hours. I told her, hey, I don't think we should have a play date. You know, people are saying that we shouldn't get together. And I know we're not worried about it, but you know, I don't know. I was just feeling very tired And I decided that, you know, I do have this underlying condition. I do have heart disease. I do have an autoimmune disease. Maybe we shouldn't do this. So that's kind of heartbreaking. Like, I want to get together with my friends. I want my kids to play. You know, they get their playmate and they love playing with her girls as well. But we have to cancel. We can't be so close to each other right now. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I could be wrong. I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not wrong. I hope this really isn't a big deal and it will blow over by next month once it starts getting hotter. But I could be wrong. I'm not saying that I'm right all the time. Now, as far as the kids are concerned, I mean, you know what it is. You already know what it is. These kids, they want to play all the time. They want to eat all the time. They want all the snacks all in one day. You know, Lord forbid we get a box of donuts. They want to eat it all in that first night. It's like, no, we got to ration it out. And I seen somebody post something that everybody gets their own basket of just snacks, not meals, you know, just snacks. And once they finish their snacks, then that's it. They know that they're done for the day and they can't get any more snacks. Now, the mom did make it very clear. I still make them lunch, breakfast, and dinner, you know, so they are eating, but she's not constantly getting up and getting snacks. And a lot of kids are learning life skills this quarantine because I started putting my kids to work. It's like, okay, everybody, it's time to clean. Do you guys want to help me cook? So I got them, but you know, it's things that we've always done, but now it's a little bit more every day because they're home all day long and they're bored. So yeah, teach your kids how to cook. I mean, do like the simplest thing, like have them help you get like the milk or get like the vegetable, or, you know, you can have them pour in, you know, the liquid, you know, as long as it's safe and you know, the fire's not on. Or if you think that they're old enough and they're responsible enough and you want them to learn, then go ahead. But teach them how to sweep and mop. Teach them how to wash the dishes. They're not going to do it perfect. Don't get me wrong. They're not going to do it a perfect job. It will not pass the white glove test. It won't. But it'll get them excited. I know why. At least my kids do. My kids get excited to like help me clean. For some reason, they feel like they're old enough to do these things, right? And like I said, they don't do it right. I end up doing it all over again. But it's something to keep them busy. So teach them those real life lessons. You know, go ahead. You know, like I said, some people call that Montessori, the Montessori method. So go ahead and let them do housework and let them pick up after themselves. And I think the most important thing of this quarantine that another mom had said, that they're not going to remember the virus. Well, depending on how old they are, right? I don't think my kids are going to really remember it as a panic time. They're not going to remember being scared because we really try not to get them scared. We did tell them there is a virus. It's a brand new virus. We don't have an immune system for it yet or defenses that is for it yet. And that's why it's so scary. But we're not worried because we're healthy and we just need to stay home. And so, I mean, I told them my truth about it, right? And they're not going to be scared. They're not going to be panicked. If anything, they're just, the only thing that they are worried about is that they don't get to go to school right now. That is their frustration and their stress. And so I told them, well, you know, we're going to learn from home. You know, we're going to test run to see whether or not I can homeschool you. So this is a good opportunity for us to figure out whether or not I can do it. And what they are going to remember is how they felt during this quarantine time. So that's something to keep in mind. Are your children going to be remembering that they were scared, that they were stressed out, or are they going to just remember the fun times that they were having? Hey, it was really fun staying home. I was bored, but, you know, we were okay. We were eating. You know, we're trying to give them the treats because we don't want them to be, you know, stressed out. And that might not be your way, and that's okay. You don't have to do it that way. I understand, you know, you don't want to give the kids too many sweets, but I mean, okay, so we're getting ice cream every day. No big deal. You know, we'll figure out a way to wing ourselves off of ice cream every day. And look out for those communities. You know, I mean, you know, Facebook has a lot of community pages and, you know, Instagram as well. Look for your tribe, you know, look for those people that inspire you or keep you laughing, or maybe not even inspire you. Look for those people that just keep you laughing and, you know, bring you joy. And if an account is stressing you out, unfollow or mute them for 30 days. You can do that as well. But, you know, If the news is stressing you off, turn it off. Watch comedy movies and stand-up comedies on Netflix. And if you're worried that you're having way too much screen time, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. If you want to start working out, start working out. Figure out a different new routine, you know, that will work for you and your family. That's okay. However you decide to navigate this time of self-quarantine, that's up to you. Whatever brings you joy. If it's stressing you out, stop doing it. And if it brings you a lot of joy, continue to do it. And don't worry about those Judge Judys that are going to be saying, that's too much screen time. That's too much sugar. That's not enough playtime. That's not enough. Like I said, do what brings you joy. Stop whatever brings you stress. And I also wanted to say that even if I get coronavirus, or even if you get coronavirus, the recovery rate is extremely high. It's even very high for the people with underlying conditions. So even if we get it, we'll be okay. And remember, we're in it together. You're not alone. We're in it together. And you can definitely reach out to me on Instagram or on Facebook. Or if you want to reach out to someone else, like, definitely do it. Look, this is a perfect time to start a virtual friendship. Because you know why? That mom also is looking for a virtual friendship. Right now is the perfect time. No one's going anywhere. No one's doing anything. It's a good time to do it now. Well, friends, that's all that I have for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you for listening. If you made it through my whole rant, so sorry. But thank you for listening.